Well, you couldn't ask for a better night for baseball here in Billings. After the heat we've had for the last month and a half, we've had a couple of nice cooler days and 80 degrees at game time. Now the sun has gone fully behind the rims as that one's fouled on the third base side. And Wagner Gomez, who's the bullpen catcher tonight, fields it, and he'll toss it to a fan about eight rows up. So it remains 0-2 on Dan Piggott. And Jake Hermsen trying to solve Piggott for the second time tonight. Goes into his wide, the 0-2 pitch. That one hit back over the mound. Coming in is the second baseman, Morales, and he will not be able to get a toss off. He wisely held on to it that time. It'll be an infield single for Piggott. So Piggott just hustling that one as he bounced it in front of the mound and hopped over the top. Morales was playing fairly deep at second and came in and did not have a play once he got to the ball. So Carlos Sanchez will step in. He's 0-for-1 on the night. Again, 3-for-5 in last night's ballgame with a run batted in as he helped the Mustangs get out to a 3-0 lead after the first five innings of play, only to see Ogden come back with 11 unanswered runs. Runner at first base is Piggott, and toss over there is covering over there is Valdez. Hermsen keeping his eye on Mr. Piggott. Piggott with two stolen bases coming into tonight's action. Mustangs with only their third base runner of the night. Couple-step lead for Piggott out at first. There's an off-speed pitch. Check swing goes on the left side of the infield. It's coming in is Seager. He will toss over to Valdez, who holds on to it for the 6-3 putout. And advancing down to second base is Dan Piggott. So two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. No score between the Raptors and the Mustangs. And stepping in will be the shortstop, Zach Vincey. Vincey grounded out to second base for the second out of the second inning. And Jake Hermsen, again, he's had a couple of batters make him work a little bit here in the bottom of the fourth as Winker went five pitches, Piggott went six. But that has not been the norm so far tonight for Mustangs batters. First pitch is over the outer half for strike one. Looked to me like Hermsen took a little bit off that one. Standing out at second base is Dan Piggott. Mustangs with their third runner in scoring position, but they have stranded him at second, both in the first and third innings. Vincey, a right-handed batter, steps in. Check the runner back at second base by Hermsen. Now he looks playward, checks back at second again. Runner going from second. There's a batted ball up the third base side, and it's going to get past the third baseman into left field for a base hit. Coming around to score is Dan Piggott on the RBI single by Zach Vincey, and the Mustangs take a 1-0 lead. Well, Piggott was going on the pitch that time around, and Vincey able to make contact. He didn't go the other way, but coming in from third base was Franco having to range in and to his left. He couldn't get to the ball that squirted in the left field. And Piggott comes around to score as the Mustangs get the first run of the night. And that'll bring up the right fielder, John Matthews, with two outs and one on and a 1-0 lead for the Mustangs.